for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2021 September Zoom meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Kerna Williams, the speaker of the service. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Okay, I pray that many of you were blessed by that message.
Amen.
Lord bless. Give Jesus Christ a hand praise. Come on, give it right now.
Amen.
Give him a praise.
Yes, God.
Is that amen. Correct?
Hallelujah.
And I agree with my wife, even in my own life, Uzziah has to die. In the year that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Amen.
And what I like about that is that after the death of Uzziah, he was able to see glory.
Amen.
Amen. So the Uzziah have to die before we can be birthed into glory. Is that correct? Amen. All right. Let's pray, please. Abba Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for this word. And we pray you will give us the spirit of revelation. And we pray of the positive, of the nabba, of the utterance that will flow out of our bellies, that we'll release to your people what they need and what they need to hear. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the Zoom. We thank you for the directors, Lord, who made this possible. And we pray that many believers will be blessed tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 18. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 18. I love to acknowledge Jesus Christ first before we do anything, because Jesus Christ has the preeminence.
Yes.
Is that right? Jesus Christ is first rank. Jesus Christ is more significant than any other. Jesus Christ is first.
Yes.
Okay, that's Colossians chapter 1:18, and I pray, well, you can just write it down and even in your notes. Yesterday, I gave you a brief outline on the Hebraic calendar, and I believe I need to bring that brief outline back again before we get into our message. We're in the Hebraic month of Tishrei, which is the seventh month on the Hebraic calendar. And Tishrei runs from September 7th through October 6th of 2020. And I only documented or noted one significant area of Tishrei, and that is we're in a time where you purge yourself from bitterness.
Yes.
Bitterness against people, bitterness against yourself, and even bitterness against the Lord. Because the effects of bitterness can be very disastrous. And I even spoke yesterday, as we are in this time of Tishrei, and we asked the Holy Spirit to purge us. We even talked about what bitterness can do, the root of bitterness, the root of resentment, or the root of canker, what it can do. It can cause a chemical imbalance in your body. It can cause high blood pressure. It can also cause hormonal disorders, thyroid, and other gland problems. And even we talked about it can affect your bone health. And we saw that in Psalm chapter 32, verse 3. That's Psalm chapter 32, verse 3. Now, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 15, that's the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 15, the Bible says, exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of bitterness or rancor or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and many be contaminated by and defiled by it. Many of you know there are many family members that are bitter. There are many relationships, marital, that are bitter. than many in the areas of employment, bitterness, and even among friends, there's a lot of bitterness. So we're in that time, according to Tishrei on the Hebraic calendar, is that we ask the Holy Spirit to do what? Purge us or help us with what? Any bitterness. Now, let's get started. I'm going to give you a few scriptures first before we get into our subject. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, correction. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13.
If everyone could please make sure you are muted out, and except Brother Merle.
Okay, is that okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 of the Amplified Bible, the Bible says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, on the clouds of the heavens, come one like the Son of Man. And when he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. Okay, I'm okay now. I'm ready to go. Okay. All right. And was presented before him. So I want you to know that clouds are of great spiritual significance. Now, turn with me to Exodus chapter 13, the book of Exodus chapter 13. Let's look at verses 21 and 22. That's the book of Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22 of the Amplified Bible. In verse 21, the Bible says, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. Now look at the word, how the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them. The word to lead comes from the Hebrew word naha, which means to lead them, to guide them, to bring them, to lead them forth, to govern them, to go in the direction of. In other words, the Israelites, the children of Israel, they were led by a cloud that signified Jehovah's presence. And let me say that again because I'm excited about this message tonight. They were led by a cloud that symbolized Jehovah's presence. Now in verse 22, the Bible says, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. Okay, cloud symbols symbolize at times Jehovah's presence in leading the children of Israel. In other words, the Israelites were being led by God. There was divine guidance in their leading. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 16. Let's look at verse 10. The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 10. 10 of the Amplified Bible. The Bible says in verse 10 of Exodus chapter 16, and as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. Now, the Hebrew word for glory is kabod. It means the glory, the honor, the glorious splendor of the Lord, his manifested glory, inhabited a cloud. Now, the Hebrew word for cloud is ana, which means cloud, cloudy, cloud mass. In other words, the Israelites saw a cloud. They saw a cloud, a cloudy cloud mass, inhabited with the presence of God. Now, wouldn't that be exciting today if we woke up this morning and we saw a cloudy cloud mass inhabited with the presence of Jehovah? How many of you are listening to me? Clouds should be very significant to a believer because they represent the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many times when you see those clouds, especially when I see them in the morning, They represent to me the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 7. That's the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 7 of the Amplified Bible. The reason I quote scriptures twice, because I want to make sure that everybody can align themselves properly. All right. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him will see him. And all the tribes of the earth shall gaze upon him and beat their breasts and mourn and lament over him. Even so must it be. Amen." Clouds are very significant to believers because God in his omnipotence inhabited, even in leading and guiding the children of Israel, he inhabited the cloud. Now, turn with me to Exodus chapter 14, the book of Exodus. I'm laying a foundation right now. The book of Exodus chapter 14. Let's look at verses 18 and 20. The book of Exodus chapter 14, verses 18 and 20. In verse 18, the Bible says, "The Egyptians shall know and realize that I am the Lord, when I have gained honor and glory over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Look at verse 19. "And the angel of God who went before the host of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went before them and stood behind them." Now let's look at verse 20. "Coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel, it was a cloud and darkness to the Egyptians, but it gave light by night to the Israelites. And the one host did not come near the other all night." I want to use as a subject, follow the cloud and not the crowd. I'm going to use as a subject one more time. Amen. It's kairos time to follow the cloud and not the crowd. Many believers are following in the crowd and they're not, my God, here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Many believers are following the crowd and are not doing what? Following the cloud. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 19, verse 1. The book of Isaiah, chapter 19. Let's look at verse 1. In verse 1, the Bible says, "The mournful inspired prediction, a burden to be lifted up concerning Egypt. Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and comes to Egypt, and the idols of Egypt will tremble at his presence. And the hearts of Egypt will melt within them." Notice something here. The scripture says that the Lord will ride on a swift cloud. Now, the Hebrew word for cloud, for riding on a swift cloud, is rakab. That word means to mount and ride. It means a rider to mount and ride. It also means to ride as a horseback. Let me say that again. To mount a ride, has a rider to mount and ride, to ride has a horseback. Something funny came to my heart. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible said that we are created in the image of God. In other words, we were created in God's likeness. And what came funny to me, God is a cloud rider. The God we serve is a cloud rider. Because if you look at the Hebrew definition, to mount and ride, a rider to mount and ride has a horseback. So he rides through the clouds swiftly to bring judgment through the nations. Oh, somebody looking at me, oh, Brother Colonel, I think you kind of went way off. No. We are created in the image and likeness of God. Amen. We look like him. That's right. And that Hebrew definition says, listen, he rides the clouds like horseback. He mounts the clouds like a swift rider. Let's keep moving. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, the Bible says, that's Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 of the Amplified, and he said to them, come after me as disciples, letting me be your guide. Now, Jesus is telling us that we are to come after him so that he can be our guide and give us guidance. Yes. Look what he says. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In other words, Jesus told his disciples to do what? Follow me, let me be your guide. Follow me, let me give you guidance. Now, I'm going somewhere. Turn to Numbers chapter 9, the book of Numbers chapter 9. Let's look at verses 18 and 19. Numbers chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. In verse 18, the Bible says, at the Lord's command, the Israelites journeyed. At his command, they encamped. As long as the cloud rested upon the tabernacle, they remained encamped. Look at verse 19. And when the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle many days, the Israelites kept the Lord's charge and did not set out. The movement of the clouds. The Israelites had to wait for the Lord's command. They had to wait for the movement of the clouds. They had to wait for the cloud to move. They followed the cloud and not the crowd. They were guided by the Lord's charge. Yes. Now, there's something spiritual here for us. Many of us are listening to the crowd, and we're not waiting on the cloud. Many of us are not inquiring of the cloud. We're making decisions that have been disastrous. We're signing loans that have been disastrous. Listen, we are planning businesses. We are stepping into real estate and property without waiting on the movement of the cloud. We're not inquiring of the Lord to make that move. We are not waiting on the Lord's charge. I've seen many believers who are just anxious. They're even in marital relationships. It's time that you wait on the Lord. You inquire first of the Lord so that you won't make a mistake. Amen. You cannot be led by the crowd. Oh, he looks like he's the man for you. Oh, she looks like she's the woman for you. No. Inquire of the Lord. Wait on the movement of the cloud. Wait on the Lord's charge before you make a decision. And that's even with ministry. Ministerial position, fivefold ministry, even your undertaking, whatever you do, you first inquire of the Lord and wait on the movement of the cloud. In Psalm chapter 25, verse 5, it says, guide me in your truth and faithfulness and teach me. For that's Psalm chapter 25, verse 5 again. Guide me in your truth and faithfulness and teach me. For you are my God of salvation. For you, you only and altogether do I wait expectantly all the day long. Saints of God, there are some spiritual lessons right in that verse right there. Spiritual lessons about waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and wait on him alone.
Yes.
Wait on the Lord, for he is kind. Wait on the Lord and you will not be deceived. Deception is running rampant. Wait on the Lord, and you will not be deceived. Wait on the Lord with a perseverance and never give up waiting.
Yes.
Wait on the Lord and hope. Wait on the Lord in quietness and stillness of heart. Wait on the Lord searching his word. Wait on the Lord praying and watching day and night. Wait on the Lord believing. Wait on the Lord for protection from danger. Wait on the Lord for wisdom in trials that you're enduring and going through. Wait for power in weakness. Wait for direction in difficulty. Wait for the light to shine in darkness. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Listen, we are not in the time to follow the crowd. It's time to follow the cloud.
Yeah.
Watch the movement of the cloud. the Israelites, whatever they were doing, if they were resting, if they were working, when the cloud moved, they moved. They would not move unless they received the Lord's charge by first inquiring. Now, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 of the Amplified Bible. And I'm going to slow down. I know I've been moving a little fast. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. For I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, that our forefathers were all under and protected by the cloud, in which God's presence went before them, and every one of them passed safely through the Red Sea. The children of Israel had divine protection. They had divine guidance because they followed the cloud and not the crowd. As believers, we are in the time we're going to have to seek divine guidance, divine leading, and divine protection. Because I'm running into many calls for counsel that many people have made disastrous mistakes by letting their emotions or letting their feelings get into the way and not inquiring of the Lord before they made that move. Listen, the Bible says that King David understood divine guidance. King David was a cloud follower. And every believer listening, you should be a cloud follower. King David was a cloud follower. He would not move unless he inquired of the Lord for divine guidance. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 23. 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let's look at verses 1 and 2. That's 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let's look at verses 1 and 2 of the Amplified Bible. Then they told David, behold, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah. Keilah was a fortress, a city to the lowlands of Judah, and are robbing the threshing floors. So David inquired of the Lord. Let me say that again. David inquired of the Lord. David inquired of the Lord, shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go, smite the Philistines. David did not enter spiritual warfare until he had inquired of the Lord and received divine guidance and divine leading and divine assurance that you can go into that battle and I'll be with you. Look what it says. And so David inquired of the Lord, shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord says, go, smite the Philistines. Now, the Hebrew word for inquire of the Lord is Sha'el. Sha'el means to ask of the Lord, to inquire of the Lord, to consult the Lord, to seek the Lord, to request from the Lord, and to lay to charge things from the Lord. I want to say, if I can stress anything, it's time for believers to be a cloud follower. It's time for you to not follow the crowd, but listen, but begin to follow the cloud. David did not make a move, whether it was business, whether it was warfare, whether it was financial transaction, whether it was home transaction. David did not make a move until he first did what? Inquired of the Lord. David would not move or go into action. He first inquired of the Lord for approval, for divine guidance. He followed the cloud and not the crowd. How many people out that are listening, you know within yourself, people got in trouble because they moved ahead of time. They moved in Chronos time and not Kairos time. You know, Chronos time is the devil's time. The devil is a time eater. Okay? Yes. So Kairos time is God's time. If I can stress anything to you, whatever that you're planning to do, or you're negotiating right now, make sure before you sign that transaction that you have inquired of the Lord. Whatever it is, seek God first. Whatever it is, seek the movement of the clouds so you can hear the command of the Lord to go forth. Turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. That's 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1 of the Amplified Bible, the Bible says there was a 3-year famine in the days of David. Year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. Now there it is. In the midst of that famine, what did King David do? David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord replied, it is on account of Saul and his bloody house, for he put to death the Gibeonites. David inquired of the Lord first. He followed the cloud and not the crowd. He waiting for God's leading. He waited for God. He waited for destiny. And David waited for purpose. I pray that many of you are listening to me. You're about to accept a position in the field of employment. Have you consulted the cloud first? Have you inquired of the Lord first? Or are you following the crowd and not the cloud? Some of you are in a situation, a marriage situation. Have you inquired of the Lord about that marriage? Did you consult the Lord about that marital situation? Some of you are getting ready to start a business. Did you inquire of the Lord first about that business? Did you consult the Lord and laid it to the Lord's charge to hear an accurate word of assurance or to hear divine approval from God? Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1 of the Amplified. After this, David inquired of the Lord saying, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said to him, go up. David said, to what shall I go up? And he said, to what? Hebron. How many of you are listening to me, saints? Amen. Many of you are following the crowd. Mm-hmm. Many of you are following the crowd on mass media, and you're not following the cloud. Not inquiring of the Lord first can bring many problems. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you haven't found that out, but I found that out myself on many occasions. Not inquiring of the Lord first can cause problems. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 12. Once again, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 12. Correction, that's 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 8 through 12. Okay. My eyes are a little watery. Pray for me. Okay. All right. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet. Okay. Okay. Please hold 1 second, please. Honey, pray for my eyes right now. I'm kind of watering in my eyes.
Thanks that you bring healing to his eyes, that those eyes that just dry up and clear up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come lay hands on my eyes. Come lay hands on my eyes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just ask right now that you would cause these eyes to clear up, Lord. We rebuke right now the watery eyes right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you bring healing and deliverance to his eyes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, let's start again. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12, the Bible says, in the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet.
Yes.
Until his disease became very severe, yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but relied on the physicians. Mm-hmm. And let me say that again. In the midst of Asa's disease, he did not seek the Lord, but he relied on the physicians. What do we see in mass media, physicians? Mm-hmm. There are many believers who are following mass media physicians, and they are not inquiring of the Lord and seeking the counsel of the Lord in the area of medical issues. Now, I'm going to touch something right now, and I believe that's why warfare came with my eyes. When was the last time you inquired of the Lord first? Did you inquire of the Lord before you took the jab, before you took the shot, before you took the venom? Did you inquire of the Lord first? Or did you follow the crowd and not the cloud? Or did you follow mass media physicians and not follow the movement of the cloud? Or did you listen to Margot Missabib? That's Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 3 and 4. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 3 and 4. You will see the word Margot Missabib. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 3 and 4. Margot Missabib being terror on every side and being a terror to yourself. Or did you let terror come in and horror come in and fear come in and fright come in and you made decisions without first inquiring of the Lord? I am not a medical practitioner, but I do know in all things we must first inquire of the Lord.
That's right.
Hello, saints. Hello, saints.
That's right.
When you took the jab, did you inquire of the Lord first? Asa met with tragedy because he stepped in not relying on the Lord. So he met with tragedy. He was following the crowd and not the cloud. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Let's look at verses 13 and 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, so Saul died for his trespasses against the Lord in sparing Amalek for his faithfulness in not keeping God's words, for his unfaithfulness in not keeping God's word, and also for consulting a medium with a spirit of the dead, a familiar spirit to inquire pleadingly of it and inquire not so of the Lord in earnest penitence. Therefore the Lord, please forgive me, I'm in warfare right now with my eyes, okay? Therefore, the Lord slew Saul and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. King Saul sought counsel of one that had a familiar spirit. King Saul sought advice. He sought guidance. He sought direction. And he sought purpose from one that had a familiar spirit.
Yes.
There's a Hebrew word called obi, which means a necromancer, a ghost, a familiar spirit, a soothsayer, a fortune teller, or a psychic medium. Not inquiring and waiting on the Lord first caused King Saul to be disaster prone. I recently talked to a young woman who said that she went to a psychic. And she said what the psychic said was accurate. I told her in Acts chapter 16, it talks about the spirit of divination, a spirit of Python that prophesied to Paul. And I told her that she's not inquiring of the Lord first. She's going to seek a necromancer and she's going to come up under the judgment and curse of the Lord. She got angry with me and told me that God speaks through the psychics. We're in a time where the truth needs to be told. We're in a time where the occult needs to be taught, not only in our churches, but also in our Bible studies. We're in that kairos time, and I cannot stress it so completely, that we must follow the cloud and not the crowd.
Absolutely.
We must wait for the movement of the cloud before we journey. We must wait for the movement of the cloud for guidance. We must wait for the movement of the cloud in obedience to the Lord's charge and obedience to the Lord's command.
Yes.
We must wait for the movement of the cloud. As believers, we must remember David's approach. He would first inquire of the Lord before he would make a move.
Yes.
People of God, then and now, shall follow the cloud and not the crowd. Following the cloud means following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Following the cloud means Jesus Christ goes ahead of you and Jesus Christ goes before you. Has a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to lead you and to guide you and to direct you, to give you destiny and to give you direction.
Yes, yes.
With the angel of God's presence following behind you. Brother Jim McFinney, he had an awesome article and it caught my attention. And in the article, it talked about God's glory cloud is moving. And he talked about God's divine guidance to his people. And he gave a brief summary of some of the blessings of following God's cloud. He said, we will receive leading and guidance when we first inquire of the Lord. He said that the Lord will light our pathway if we listen to him. He said, following the cloud will keep us from human impulses and promptings. He said, following the cloud will shield us from our enemies and keep us from darkness and confusion. He said, the cloud speaks of God's abiding faithfulness to never leave nor forsake us. He said, the cloud speaks of obedience to the Lord's command. He said the cloud will show you places that God wants you to go and the precise way to get there. Yeah. And last but not least, he said, do not take the cloud for granted. We're in the time where you must first inquire of the Lord before you resort to any type of action. We're in a time when you must follow the cloud and not the cloud. Follow the cloud and not the ground. I'm going to ask my wife to come up here and the minister of deliverance. So please forgive me. I've been having something, big complications here.
Okay. We give God the praise for that. Amen. Follow the cloud and not the crowd. Before we get started and go into deliverance, I want you to take a moment. I said to you earlier, ask the Holy Spirit to show you the things that you want to lay at his feet tonight. So also I want to say to you, if there's anybody who have hurt you, anybody that hurt you, you have to forgive them, whether they're living or dead. I had some people ask me to say, well, they hurt me and they're already dead and going on to be with the Lord. You still have to ask for forgiveness. So I want you to take a moment, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive those that hurt you. They may have raped you. They may have violated you in any shape, form, or fashion. Whatever the case may be, you still have to ask the Holy Spirit to forgive you. So take this moment and go ahead and ask the Holy Spirit to forgive you before we go into our deliverance section. Okay? So if we're ready, let me pray. Holy Spirit, we just ask right now that you would come and do battle with us, that you will release your holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, these are your people. You know what they need. You know what they want. And I ask tonight that the blood would speak on our behalf as we battle the hosts right now in Jesus' name. So right now, strong man called spirit of haughtiness, of pride, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All along with your works and roots and fruits and tentacles, links and spirits, I command you to come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all the spirits that attached itself with the prideful spirit, the Uzziah spirit, I command those spirits to go now and loose you in Jesus Christ's name. Spirit of pride, idleness, scornful, come out now, stubborn spirit, come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. All the spirits that links themselves with the pride spirit, the haughtiness spirit, I command you to go and loose God's people now. Self-righteousness, rejection of God, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I cannot forgive them because they hurt me. I command them spirits to go now and loose God's people now. Critical spirit, critical everything, fault-finding spirit. I command them spirits to go now and loose God's people now. Come out. Fault-finding spirit, critical of everything, complaining about everything. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against a judgmental spirit that connects itself with the Uzziah spirit. I command you to go now and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, haughtiness. Come out now. Come out of the neck. Come out now. Come out of the back.
I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, rebellion, witchcraft spirit, domination, manipulation, control it. If I can't have my way, it won't happen. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of fear. Come on, fear, out of God's people. Fear of COVID-19. Fear of what's come upon this earth. I command those spirits to go. Fear of death. Premature death spirits. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. I come against the tormenting spirit, the horror spirit, torment at night, no peace, no sleep. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the nightmare spirits where you have been nightmares. I come against those spirits. Come out now, out of there in the name of Jesus. I command you to go and loose them now. Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. They reject me. Everybody reject me. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there. Panic attacks. Come on, panic attacks. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Fear connects itself with the panic attacks. Anxiety. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Have panic attacks. Afraid to go on the elevator. Come on out of there. Afraid to go out into the water. Come out now in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against anxiety, the stresses of the world. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now. Come out. Come on. All stresses. Come on. Stressed out about everything. Stressed on the job. Stressed with the children. Stressed with the husband. Stressed with the wives. Come on. Stressed with the ministry. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there. I come against mental confusion where the enemy has spoken lies to you that you would not mount up to anything. It would not work. You are nothing. You would never amount up to anything. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all spirit of confusion, double-minded spirits. Come on, all double-minded spirit. You think this way, you think that way. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. You are never stable. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, mind control. Out of this, the Bible say, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus, the mind of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against physical illness out of there in the name of Jesus. Physical illness in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against right now in the mighty name of Jesus, eye problems. Come on, out of there. Eye problems. Come on. Dryness of the eyes. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, strong man. I break your powers and I command those spirits to come out of the eyes. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Dryness of the eyes. No tears. The cornea. Out of there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against ear problems, not able to hear. Come out, stopped up ears, can't think. The deaf and dumb spirit that connects itself with the ears. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of there, out of the ears now in Jesus Christ's name. Ringing of the ears, come out of there in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out, ringing of the ears. Go now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against the sinuses problems. Come on, sinuses of the cavities. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go. The strong man that attached itself to the sinus cavity, I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of there. Draining of the nose. Come out of there. Come out of there in the mighty name of Jesus. Draining of the throats. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command those spirits to go. Come on, out of there. I hear a pop in the spirit realm where he breaking and coming up, causing that stuff to come up now in Jesus Christ's name. He causing the ears to pop. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come on, out of there. I come against right now neck problems, stubbornness. Come on, out of there. Neck problems. Come on. I come against necessary burdens that you're carrying, unnecessary burdens that you're carrying the weight. When the Bible say, cast all your cares at his feet because he care for you. He say, the battle is not yours. It is the Lord. I break off of you right now all the tension around your neck as I'm praying now and casting out these spirits. I'm sensing that somebody having problems with their neck. They tend all around their neck and their shoulder. I break that off of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All the tenderness of the neck and the shoulder. All the tenderness carrying those loads, I break it off of you now in Jesus Christ's name. I speak to that neck and shoulder and I command it to come into alignment according to the way that Jesus Christ made and designed your body in Jesus Christ's name. I come against back problems. Come on, out of there. Back problems. Come on, sciatic nerve, hip bones. Come on, out of there. You having problems in your hips. I'm sensing right now that someone is out there having problems in their hips, the hip bone. Come on. I come against it right now, the tendons and the muscles and the bones and the joints. Come on, I break your powers and I command those spirits to go. I come against arthritis right now. Arthritis in the hand where your hand's been tender and your hand's been hurting and swelling. I come against it right now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against arthritis in the knees, in the feet right now in Jesus Christ's name. I command that blood to flow through those knees and those joints and those feet now in Jesus Christ's name. I command it to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Swelling. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone out there that's been having swelling in their joints and their knees, has been tender, it's been hurting. And I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I speak wholeness to your body. I speak completeness in your body in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command those spirits to go and loose you now. Come on, out of there, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command those spirits to go. I come against the diabetic spirit. There's someone out there that's been suffering with diabetes. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now. Come out, diabetes. I command you to come out of the liver. Come out. Come on, out of there. Come out. Come out of the kidney. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. High blood pressure. A lot of you been suffering with high blood pressure, low blood pressure, headaches. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come on. High blood pressure. Anger and rage connects itself with high blood pressure. You get rid of the anger, you get rid of the rage, high blood pressure gone in Jesus' name. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against migraine headaches. Some of you have been having migraine headaches. Come on out of there. The left hemisphere, the right hemisphere. Come out of there. Come out of the brain. Come on out of there. Out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, headaches, migraine headaches. Stubbornness connects itself with high migraine headaches. Rebellion connects itself with high migraine headaches. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus' name. Out of there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against broken heart. I sit around you that some of you been broke, had broken hearts by church members, by pastors, by husbands, by wives. Broken hearts, I ask the Holy Spirit to come in and repair that heart in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you prepare the broken heart that's been scarred. And I ask that, Lord, you give them a heart that is of you, that is tender and righteous in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against self-pity. Oh, me? Why this happened to me? I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of rejection. You rejected by family members. A lot of you have been rejected. You've been wanting family to accept you. You haven't been accepted in the family. You haven't been accepted in the church. You haven't been accepted by your children. You've been rejected. Every place you go, you've been rejected. I come against you and I break your powers and I command the spirit of rejection to go now and loose them now. I come against the Leviathan spirit. I break your powers, Leviathan, and I command you to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. You could not stay there. You have to go. We put you on notice tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost, where Jesus Christ is Lord. And I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against hopelessness. No hope. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of there in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of there. I come against the lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes. Come out now. Come out, lust of the eyes. Come on, everything you see is coming in connection with the lust of the eyes, which is a sin. I command those spirits to go and loose you now. You cannot see things clearly because the lust of the eyes been blocking you from seeing the things of the Lord. And I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against frustration spirits. You're frustrated. You're frustrated about everything. Nothing is going right for me. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against destruction spirits. Everything you touch, it seems to be self-destruct. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against the lying spirit. Out of your tongue, everything you speak is a liar. I come against that spirit. Remember when we talked earlier, the Bible say he hates liars. The last time I read my Bible, the devil is the liar. He is the father of all lies. I break your power of the spirit of lying, and I command those spirits to come out of the tongue, out of the esophagus, to move now in Jesus Christ's name. All lying spirits, move now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against marriage-breaking spirits. You never can keep a husband. You never can keep a wife. I break that off of you right now in Jesus Christ's name. I break off of you generational curses of divorce now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, marriage-breaking spirits, go in Jesus Christ's name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. You got anything you want to add to it? Yes, in Jesus Christ's name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come against fornication. I come against the spirit of fornication now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on out of there. Move now. All spirits of fornication that connects itself with this spirit, I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against bound and block affection. You can't give yourself like you should in the marriage. I come against blocked communication, blackmail in the marriage. I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against witchcraft, that domination spirit, that manipulation, and that controlling spirit wants to control and dominate and manipulate in the marriage. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Let's continue to go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command to come out of you right now in Jesus' name. Gastrointestinal problems rooted in fear and anxiety. I command you to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Isaiah 4, I loose the spirit of burning.
Yes.
I loose the spirit of burning. Isaiah 4 says that the Lord will loose the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning to cleanse the daughters of Zion.
Yes.
All right, gastrointestinal problems, come out in Jesus' name. I come against glandular infirmity. Go, joint pains in the body. Many people are having joint pains,
yes.
Pains in the hips, pain in the joints, pain in the shoulder. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, joint pains, go in Jesus' name. Come on, go, joint pains. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, go. I break the curse of gum disease, diseases of the gum,
yes.
Periodontal disease.
Yes.
Go, come on, out of the people now. Come on, out of the people now in the name of Jesus. I come against migraine headaches. I break the curse of migraine headaches. There was a woman in Mexico. She would not submit to her husband. She was having migraines. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. I come against the migraine. Go in Jesus' name. I come against heart problems rooted in fear and rooted in anxiety and stress. Heart problems, go. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Shortness of breath, go. Come on, out of there now. Come on. I want everybody here to cough one time. Come on, just give me one big cough. Go, big cough, come out and run. Go. Heart problems, heart attack, fear of heart attack. Go. And respiratory problems, go in Jesus Christ's name. I break the curse of stroke off your family line. When there's been strokes on your bloodline, I command those strokes to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Heart murmur, hardening of the arteries. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Father, I decree and declare the civil war in the enemy's camp that you will discharge the enemy. Go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Hepatitis B. Hepatitis C. Go. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Thyroid problems. Come on. Thyroid. All the thyroid problems. Go, go. Come out of the people now. Yes. In the name of Jesus. I come against blood disease. Blood disease. Come against. That's right, blood disease. Come on out of the people now. In the name of Jesus. Blood disease, cancer, breast tumors, ovarian cancer. Come on, go. Come on, cancer. All the cancer spirits. Come on, rank and file. Line up now. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on. Fear of death by cancer. Fear of dying of cancer. Come on, out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of rejection. Nobody loves me. Nobody understands me. Nobody cares about me. Come on, rejection. Come on. I come against, I only let people come so far and they cannot come further, any further. Yes. I come against childhood rejection. When you were a young woman, you were a young man, the rejection that you felt as a child, come out of there now in Jesus' name. I rebuke sinus problems. I break allergy spirits. Go, go, go. Sinus problems, allergy spirits. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, skin rashes. Shingles, burning of the nerves, shingles. Yes. Come on, come on. I break the curse of shingles. Go, go in the name of Jesus. I come against insomnia. Insomnia, can't sleep at night. Go, go, go. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Stomach ulcer. Yes. Problems in the abdomen, problems in the stomach. Go, come out of the people now. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, let them go. Come on, stomach ulcer, go. No, in the name of Jesus. I come against inflammation. Mm-hmm. Inflammation is swelling in your body. Yes. Go, swelling, inflammation in your body. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. And those of you who live on the waters, I come against marine spirits right now. Yes. I come against Neptune, Poseidon. Come on, out of the people now. I break all curses of violence and death and premature death in marine spirits. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Destructive attacks on your ministry. I break that curse off of you where your ministry is being attacked because you're near the water by marine spirits. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, marine spirits. Go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against memory loss. Go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on. Breathe them out. Let them go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of witchcraft. Come on. Black magic, white magic. Come on, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Black magic, white magic, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. I come against back pain, lower back pain in the spine. Come on, all the back pain, go, go. Vertebrae, in the spine, go, go. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. I come against that infirmity when you've been battling with that infirmity, that osteoarthritis, that osteosclerosis. Come on, I come out of there now. The arthritis, rheumatoid, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the curse of asthma. Asthma. Come on, asthma. I break family line curse of asthma and hay fever. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, asthma. All the asthma. Come on, out of the lungs. Go. Go. Out of there now. Come on, saint. Come on, breathe them out. Come on, go. Go. Go, asthma. Go in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ. Bell's palsy. I come against Bell's palsy. Go. Go in Jesus' name. All right, the bladder. Bladder infections right now. Bladder problems. Excessive urination. Excessive bedwetting. Come on, out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Candida. Carpetonal syndrome. Go. Yes. We break that off of you right now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Father, we loose into the people of God healing.
Yes.
We loose deliverance.
Yes.
We loose the peace of God. We loose the joy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. We lose adoptions as sons and daughters of
yes.
Jesus Christ
yes.
into their lives in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Father, we just pray for them and we bind any demonic backlash, any
yes.
demonic attacks from hearing the word of the Lord
yes.
and participating in deliverance ministry. And we pray Zechariah 2:5 that you will put a wall of fire
yes.
around them.
Yes.
When they leave in their vehicles, you protect their vehicles, protect their homes,
yes.
protect their lives, Lord. And God, in the name of Jesus, that Lord, there will be no backlash, no demonic attacks from hearing of the word and participating
yes.
even in deliverance ministry.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Father, we want to give you the glory and give you the praise, and we want to thank you, Lord, for empowering and equipping the saints, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for even just empowering us to be here and those who are able to come. We thank you for that right now, Father, in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to turn the remainder over to Director Merrill, please.
Okay. Thank you, Turner. It's
Thank you, Gene and Curta. Great messages tonight. We thank you for that. I also want to say, and I know you talked about a hedge around everybody, but I'm asking that the Lord send his angels of war,
yes,
to stand around the people that were in this meeting tonight and this weekend. And I ask, Lord, that you put a hedge of fire around them, that no demon can penetrate that hedge. And if they try, they will be burnt and cast into outer darkness. They cannot stand against the hedge of the Holy Spirit around these people tonight. And I ask, Lord, for your blessing on them, for your spirit to bless them in every way across this nation and across in England and Germany and everywhere else in India. The man in India, I ask, Lord, that you put angels around him to speak your word in India, and let the man in England, the same thing, that he will speak your word there. And all everybody else, in the name of Jesus, I bless you all. Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we thank God for all of you, praise the Lord, that have joined us this weekend. We just appreciate the Lord and everything that he has done. And I want to say to Apostle Kerna and Prophet Gene, we thank God for you.
Oh,
wonderful,
yeah,
word tonight, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Awesome word in time of ministry. And we just pray that the blessing of the Lord will be upon you. And Father, we thank you for Kerna and Gene right now. Yes. Father God, we pray that as they have poured out, God, that you pour back into them right now, yes, my God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord God, we thank you for the anointing on their lives. We thank you for what you're doing for them, Lord God. And you pour back, yes, in the name of Jesus. We bind backlash now, retaliation now, in, yes, Jesus' name. We pray for our dear brother, Lord God, that you touch him, touch his eyes, Father God.
Yes.
We bind the enemy now that's coming against him in that way, Lord God. Yes. But we thank you for healing, Lord God. We know healing is the children's bread. And so, Father, we pray that you refresh them, restore them, God, rejuvenate them and keep them, Lord God. Father God, and continue to open up doors for them, God, even the more. We thank you and we just praise you, Father, for all that you've done this weekend. We thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor for it all. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we did put up a note. If anyone would like to give, you would go to lhbconline.com. There is a donate button there, or you can contact Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And let me just get, if anyone wants to call the office. If you're having trouble, I would think that, okay, the link was tested. Someone did try to donate and they were having trouble, but the link is working. So you can go to lhbconline.com, go down to the donate button there. It is PayPal and it is working. And if you are having further trouble, you may want to email the camp, or you can call, and let me just give you the phone number. I hope it's okay for me to do this. Praise, yeah, the Lord. Normally when we're at camp, they do take up offerings. And so, we just want you to be a blessing, to LHBC, to the camp. Praise God. Just give me a moment here and we will give you the number. Praise God. It's 501. And if Audrey is there, she can help me here. 501-525-8204 is the number. If you have questions or concerns and you want to call the office Monday through Friday, you can give them a call. Praise the Lord. And someone in the office, Patty, Kevin, will help. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for all of you again. Amen. And we will be having another camp, and Brother Merle will be giving us that information, directing us. And we love you all so much, and we're looking forward to the day when we can meet once again all together at the camp. Praise the Lord. Yes. We know we've had this long selah, but we will be able to. I'm believing God, Brother Merle, that we will be able to. And we just thank God for it. And I thank God for all of you. Brother Merle, any other words, anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I want to say also that I go out every morning from 4:30 till about a quarter after 5 and pray.
Yes.
Anyone that wants to join me, if you might just stop even for 5 minutes, I don't know, on the Midwest, East Coast, and just humble yourself for even 5 minutes and ask that the Lord will come and heal our nation. Yes. I pray every day. I humble myself before him and ask that he will come and heal our nation. And I ask that any of you would agree with me every day if you just take 5 minutes and just agree every day. That would be helpful. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We definitely know prayer is always in order. Yes. And so that is a beautiful thing. Praise the Lord. And he's up every morning, Pacific time. So you just govern yourselves accordingly. The Lord puts that on your heart. Just stop and pray. How many of you know that the Lord hears and he answers and he is answering prayer? Yes. We thank God for that. He's answering and he is moving. Praise the Lord. And so we do thank the Lord for it. Okay. I think we have everything. I don't see any more. Okay. Comments or anything that we need to share. Again, we thank God for all of you. Sister Barbara, I see her peeking there.
I can't read, so I have to lean in.
Okay. Sister Barbara, would you like to say anything to the people? No.
She can come and show her lovely face.
Yeah, she was on for a minute. She was on. There she is.
God bless.
Yeah. Amen. We love you. We love you so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Okay, well, we are done now, and we're going to release you. I pray the Lord bless all of you and keep you. I pray the Lord make his face shine upon you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus until we meet again. Yes. God bless you all. We love you.
Yes.
We love Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.